The state legislature left Albany last week with some unfinished business. They didn't agree on Governor Cuomo's Women's Equality Act, and Cuomo says at least one house should return to pass some of the bill's provisions. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
In the final days of the session, the numbers 9 and 10 became key points of discussion over Governor Cuomo's Women's Equality Act. Cuomo's 10-point package includes an abortion rights provision. It would codify into state law the protection spelled out in the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. The other 9 points deal with items like a crackdown on sexual harassment and human trafficking and equal pay for women. The Assembly approved Governor Cuomo's original bill of all 10 points in one package. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver spoke just after the vote.
We did women New Yorkers the simple honor of voting on the agenda, the entire agenda.
The Senate, though, acted on just 9 of the 10 measures. Senate Republicans did not want to vote on the 10th provision on abortion rights. Governor Cuomo made it easier for the Senate to at least act on the other 9 items by breaking his Equality Act down into 10 separate bills.
Vote all 10! Vote all 10!
Up until the final hours of the session, a coalition of women's groups maintained that all 10 points of the Equality Act needed to be approved and that just passing the other 9 was not enough. Tracy Brooks with Family Planning Advocates appeared at the news conference with Speaker Silver after the Assembly approved the 10-point version, including abortion rights.
We are not 9/10. 9 is not enough. And the Assembly, we thank you with the greatest heart.
But after the Senate passed the other 9 provisions, Brooks and others in the Women's Coalition completely reversed their position. They asked the Assembly to go back and vote on the 9 provisions separately so that the 2 houses would have matching bills. In a statement, Family Planning Advocates said women deserve every step forward the legislature has the opportunity to provide them. The Assembly adjourned without voting. Brooks explains why her group and others changed their tactics.
There's very real merit in the provisions that passed the Senate that have never seen the light of day over in that House until this year to actually be signed into law for the women of the state of New York, and that we will not rest until the 10th provision is passed. And we, you know, ask them to be our partners in that.
Governor Cuomo, who'd been working closely with the women's groups and who had never completely ruled out accepting only the other 9 provisions, also urged the Assembly to come back.
The 9 laws we did pass really make a difference for women, and they have to become a reality, and I'm sure they will.
But not all of the women's groups agree that it's now the Assembly's move. NARAL Pro-Choice New York says it's the Senate that should come back and vote on the 10th abortion rights provision instead. The group's Andrea Miller says the other 9 tenets should not be separated out.
The real question now is, will state senators step up? They have options. They can come back and pass the 10th point to protect a woman's right to choose and send that whole package over to the Assembly, or they could pass what the Assembly passed, which is the full 10-point agenda.
And Democratic women in the Assembly also say they don't want the abortion piece separated out from the rest of the Women's Equality Act. Assembly Speaker Silver was called down to a meeting with Governor Cuomo along with the Democratic women in the Assembly shortly before the session ended. Afterward, he said he would not rule out a return to vote on the other 9 provisions of the Women's Equality Act separately.
You know, the day is not magic.
The women's groups will meet to try to repair any rifts over whether all 10 provisions must be voted on or whether 9 are enough for now. But one thing they do agree on, they say they'll make abortion rights an election issue in the 2014 races if nothing's done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.